Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Sacco family in memory of their patriarch, Joseph Sacco. Also, our learning is Refuah Shlema, Esther Tehila Basari Al Tzipora, Carmel Shai Ben Reza. We have concluded our study and explanation of Kriya Shema, almost as monumental as the Siyam HaShas. Took us almost as long. But we move on to Emes V'yatzev, Nachon, V'kayem, the Brachos. I thought that was a lot funnier than you did. Apparently. The brachas that follow Kriya Shema, Emes V'yatziv, and so on, which often we minimize or dismiss, so we don't appreciate the significance of these closing brachas. The brachas before Shema are building up. Shema, of course, is the part of davening, which we're biblically obligated to say. Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, we submit and surrender to God's providence and dominion. Kabbalas ol mitzvos, we recognize that love in Judaism is a verb, not an adjective. Love translates to doing, and therefore we are prepared to observe his mitzvos. And then finally, the third paragraph we just dwelled on, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Tzitzis, we daily remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and we recall our obligation, our sense of mission, when we don the uniform called Tzitzis. Tzitzis are the uniform of a Jew. But it continues, and this is very, very significant as well. Gemara Brachas David Aleph tells us, Ko shelo amar emes v'yatziv shacharis, v'emes v'emuna arvis, lo yatza yedei chovaso. Whomever did not say Emes V'yatziv in the morning, if you don't say Emes V'amuna at night, you have not fulfilled your obligation. The Rishonim already are bothered. What obligation? Yedei Chovasa. What did you not fulfill? If you omit Emes V'yatziv in the morning, Emes V'amuna at night, Lo Yatza Yedei Chovasa. What did you not fulfill? So I'll tell you what you can't say. You can't say that you didn't fulfill Shema, because Shema is Shema. The mitzvah of Shema is Shema. There's a debate how much of Shema constitutes the biblical mitzvah of Shema. But if you said Shema, you fulfilled Shema. If you said all three paragraphs of Shema, you definitely fulfilled Shema. So what does Yedei Chovaso mean? What did you not fulfill if you didn't couch Shema, if you didn't follow up Shema with a statement and the theme of Emes V'yatziv in the morning, Emes V'emuna at night? So which Chova is it? Look at the Rishonim who debate. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Shnemar, Lahagi baboker chazdecha ve'emunascha balelos, that David HaMelech describes to Hilam Tzadi Beis, Lahagi baboker chazdecha, in the morning, we talk of your loving kindness. And at night, balelos, emunascha Hashem, our emuna in you, your emuna in us. And Rashi in the Gemara explains, birchas emes v'yatziv kol al-chesed, shosim avosenu shotziyam imitzrayim, ubakal amayam ve'aviram. In the morning, we are reflecting on the miracles God did. And the fact that Hashem did those open and revealed miracles gives us the confidence and the optimism that Hashem will be there for us once again. The tour, in Or HaChaim Siman Samach Vav, the tour writes, Tiknu lomar emes v'yatziv shachris. Why don't we just say the same thing in the morning and at night? Shema is the same thing in the morning and at night. The Amidah is the same thing in the morning and at night. So why are we changing what we say afterwards? Emes v'yatziv in the morning, emes v'emuna at night. So the tour explains, Emes v'yatziv shachris al ha-chesed she'asi imanu Kodesh Baruch Hu, she'gaalnu ve'eviranu bayam v'shaka tzarenu besocho. Kodesh Baruch Hu rescued us, He saved us. When all help seemed lost, when it was very bleak, Hashem interfered, He intervened, He saved us, He drowned our enemies in the sea. V'isa b'yusham yitarch l'hazker be'emes v'yatziv yitzias Mitzrayim, u'malchus, u'kriyas yamsuf, u'makas b'choros, v'tzur Yisrael v'goalo. In the morning, when we are reflecting, in the aftermath of Shema, in the shadow of Shema, we are reflecting Hashem's providence in our lives. Then we think about the fact that He's King, He split the sea, He killed the firstborn, He's the rock of the Jewish people, He is our Redeemer. What about at night? Tiknu emes v'emuna arva, says the tour, ala geula shel asid, she'anu ma'aminim, mekavim she'yikayim lanu avtachaso, v'yigalenu bekarov. So in the morning, we're reflecting on the redemption of the past. And at night, we are anticipating and hoping for the redemption of the future. This is fundamental to Shema and its brachos. If we don't understand this, then lo yatza yidei chavaso. Shema plays a different role in the morning and at night. Shema is a driver of a different engine. It's a different theme. It's a different motivation. It's a different idea in the morning and at night. In the morning, it's reflective of the miracles and therefore the confidence we have. L'hagid baboker chastecha. We wake up and the sun is high in the sky and it's a bright and beautiful day and it's a new start. And a fresh opportunity. And we believe and we're confident that Hashem will be there for us. The day will be filled with blessing. But then that sun sets. And it gets to be dark. And darkness, a person struggling with depression, despondency, a person suffering with mental illness, person who's simply down and out, who's helpless and hopeless, describes themselves as in a very dark period of their life. They feel they're living or cloaked in darkness. So when the sun sets and it's dark, we no longer have that clarity. We can't see, we can't navigate. Our faith is not supported by what we see with our eyes. V'emunascha balelos. Lahagi baboker chastecha. In the morning, we see Hashem's chesed. Wow, we woke up. What a day, what opportunity. It's Hashem's chesed. But at night, the end of the day, and things didn't go the way we wanted. Things didn't necessarily go the way we dreamt or wrote them up. So now at night, emunascha balelos, we have to invoke Hashem's emuna. What gives us the confidence in the morning to have the optimism? The miracles of the past. What gives us the faith of the night to believe it yet will be better? The faith of the future, the emuna of the future. Inami, the Torah gives a second possibility. The emes ve'emuna at night is, Hashem, I'm about to give you back my neshama. Do me a favor, give it back again in the morning. I'm going to go to sleep and our neshama will be returned to Hashem. And we ask that it be restored in our guf, in our body, when we wake up in the morning. It's a very lofty and very beautiful and very powerful themes. Person can't run out of energy. When you finish Shema, don't run out of concentration. Don't run out of energy. Because these themes of Emes V'Yatzev, we're going to go through each of these terms and these words, the 15 Vavs in succession. Beautiful Baal HaTurim, this Parsha, Pekudei. I love when Siddur snippets and Parsha work out. Just missing the Daf connection also. But the 15 Vavs, the 15 words in a row, they're very powerful. And I'll end by telling you this. Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal, in his beautiful Sefer, in his beautiful book on the Siddur, explaining the davening, he tells of a group of Jews who were being taken to their death by the Nazis. And among them, there was an Adam Godel, there was a great Rav. And the great Rav turned to them and he said, in a moment like this, we need to recite, we need to invoke one of our holy and lofty tefillos. So they all expected, what was he going to lead them in? Shema. How many martyrs on the way to their death proclaimed Shema? Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But this Godel instead said, it wasn't Shema, it was V'yatzev V'nacham V'kayim V'yashar. He led them in this long list, this litany of affirmations of Hashem's role in our life and who He is. That's what He invoked in that moment. Not the Shema, not to negate the Shema, but not the Shema, the extension, the continuation of the Shema. That's how holy and lofty these words are. Emes V'yatzev, Hashem is true and Hashem is certain. And our confidence and our faith in Him is what guides us through each and every day. We'll dive into the actual words, Amir Tashem, beginning next time.